James J. Caffey was a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps, and he was one of the best of the service's newly commissioned officers. His superiors described him as a model Marine and a natural leader. Lieutenant Caffey was killed by a bomb late last month, barely 1 month after he arrived in Iraq. From member station KRCC in Colorado Springs, Eric Whitney has this remembrance.
Homeowners in Brighton, Colorado, were out mowing their lawns, jogging, and playing with their kids on a recent sunny Saturday morning. But inside one house, 23-year-old Catherine Caffey is coming to terms with the loss of her husband in Iraq, halfway through her pregnancy with their only child.
It's crazy that, Jim's not here with us anymore, but in a way he is. And I try to be really happy and excited about my son. The thing that hurts is just thinking so much about the day that Jim was supposed to come home and meet his son. It hurts me the most that he didn't get to do that.
Doctors told Catherine and Jim that, for medical reasons, they probably wouldn't be able to have children. But just a few weeks before he deployed overseas, Catherine found out that the doctors were wrong.
I said, "Are you sitting down?" He said, "We're having a baby." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "It's a boy. I know it's a boy. I just know it." And he was really excited to find out.
By the time Catherine could schedule an ultrasound, Jim had already been in Iraq for a month. He called home after every mission. But 2 days before she could find out whether they were having a boy or a girl, Catherine learned that Jim had been killed. Jim's mother, Caroline Caffey, lives in Reno, Nevada. When she learned that her son was being sent to Iraq, she had a premonition of her own.
When I would think about him when he was over there, I would see three men in the dress greens come up to the door. And I told my daughter about it, and she says, "Mom, don't think that way." So I would pray harder and pray harder and wish that they would just go away, and it didn't. It happened.
Jim Caffey's death was a shock not just to his family, but to others in the Marines. After a hitch as an enlisted man, he won a scholarship in 2002 to the University of Colorado, where he also worked toward his commission as an officer. Captain James Kohler, an advisor to the program, says Jim regularly exceeded expectations.
He demonstrated that even as a young sergeant, that he had take-charge mentality, that he was not afraid to lead, not afraid to make tough decisions, very smart, well-spoken young man.
Caffey graduated with honors a year early. His original plan was to make a career of the Marines, but his wife says that once they learned she was pregnant, Jim talked about getting out of the Marines to spend more time with his family. His son, James Jr., is expected to arrive on January 1st. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Colorado Springs.